St. Petersburg. Hello, Tampa Bay. How you doing, beaches? Happy Friday, Radio St. Pete. This is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. And we are up next. Thunderstruck by AC/DC, and this is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show.
Yes.
We are coming to you live as we do every Friday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. right here on Radio St. Pete. What is it?
.com.
You know, is that silly to do that?
I mean, a little.
Is it kind of like our signature thing, though?
No.
Yeah, no.
I mean, no other show.
The kids are not accepting it. No.
Yeah, but they act like it's a pain in the ass to do it.
I mean, it's a little weird. Why is it?
Well, it's like lame every single time.
Well, that's our thing. I mean, when you listen to other shows, everybody has like a thing.
Yeah, but they don't do the thing every single time.
Yeah, they do. That's like their catchphrase.
They usually have a better thing.
A better thing.
You were further down than your mic.
All right.
Still.
All right. Well, next we won't do it. We won't do it anymore. I'll wait and do it 3 weeks from now.
Fine.
Yeah, you got to keep it fresh.
Yeah, you can't do it every time. They know what program we're on.
So I played that song, Thunderstruck by AC/DC, and I was listening to it yesterday evening when I was picking my music for the show, it got me fired up for our Tampa Bay Lightning. And, you know, thunder and lightning kind of goes together. So I thought
usually.
What do they say? When lightning strikes, you can tell how close it is by how soon you hear the thunder. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
So if like you hear it within like 10 seconds, it's within like
10 miles.
10 miles. Does it go by seconds to miles?
Is that I think so. It's something like that.
All right.
Or minutes to miles. I don't know.
So anyway,
our
Tampa Bay Lightning, how exciting is this for us here in the Tampa Bay area? Our team, who, you know, quite honestly, I thought we were out of it after a long, great season. Leading the way 99% of the time all season. I thought last week when we got beat by the Washington Capitals twice at home, I thought, well, we're out of gas.
It's been fun.
But we go to Washington this week and beat them twice on their ice.
Right.
So now the Eastern Conference Finals are tied 2-2.
Yes. Nice.
Tomorrow night, the Lightning and the Caps return here to Tampa Bay for Game 5.
Yes.
This is a nail-biter.
It is.
I mean, this is a nail-biter. What happens after Game 5 here in Tampa Bay, then they go back to Washington, I think on Monday, to play Game 6. And then for Game 7, which there will be a Game 7, back here.
There may not be.
Well, if we win, okay,
If
we win the next two, right.
Negative Nancy.
But wouldn't it be nice to win here? So I'm kind of hoping.
Yeah, but we're not going to throw the game.
No, we're not going to throw the game. But wouldn't it be nice if we won it here on home ice?
But, you know, we're not going to take a chance.
Remember last week I was thinking that we had one more series before the cup? We don't. This is it.
We play
whoever the West semi or conference finals winners is.
Oh, which I hope is Las Vegas.
I do too, and it looks like it's probably going to be.
Their goalie is very animated.
Is he?
Yes, I've seen some clips.
What's his name?
He's the ear tickler.
What?
He gave somebody a wet willy the other day.
The goalie
did.
Come on, man.
What are we doing?
How's he
out
do
there?
That with all those gloves and stuff?
It was a scrum on the side, you know, where he already had his gloves off. I think they were departing the ice, and there was a scrap going on, and he came up behind the guy and wet willy him.
You know, I think really when it all is said and done, when it comes down to it, I think all of them are. Do you think they're all
deviant?
No, fair. No.
Well, they're licking people.
Behavior would indicate that, but don't you think that really they're all like millionaires?
Well, are they bored?
They're all in the same club. And they're all. I mean, don't you think that they're all probably friends?
Probably.
I mean, I think you have rivals.
Right.
Right. But I think for the most part, you know, look. This is we've played this game our entire life. We are now on the biggest stage that we can get to playing this sport.
Right, and they also, you know, at the professional level, they change teams.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, they've got buddies from other teams, and
now saying that they're friendly. When you see some of those hits that are going on on the ice, it's brutal.
Yeah,
I don't like that Ovechkin friendly. Guy for Washington at all.
They're friends, maybe
a bully.
Off the ice.
Yeah.
But on the ice, it's, you know, every man for himself.
That Ovechkin is like the killer.
Yeah,
he's the Russian killer. He's trying to, I mean, literally, he's trying to hurt people, it looks like to me.
It seems
he's
like
an assassin.
But the last two games,
we have shut him down.
We have shut him down. We figured him out. I tell you what, who woke up? Steven Stamkos.
Yes.
Those goals he scored last night were... Somebody. I heard somebody on the radio today say that they were hockey porno.
Yeah. Oh.
that's how sexy those goals were.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He's the wee.
All right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Go Bolts. I was so excited. I stayed up and watched the whole thing.
Yeah, I watched most of the first period. I listened to a portion of the second period until I was completely in my REM state.
Yes.
I don't know what it is, man. I just cannot stay up much past 8:30.
Yeah.
Well, if I'm out.
Well, you will tomorrow night.
Yeah, if I'm out, I can do that. But if I'm...
If you're home,
if I'm
it's
on the couch,
lights out.
Forget about it.
Forget just, about
maybe
it.
Maybe it's our couch.
Mm. Yeah, it's just
is there something wrong with our couch?
That's it.
Maybe I should stand up.
Maybe.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be
I'll just
good.
Stand up all evening. I stand up doing the show.
Right.
I'm standing right now.
Yeah, sure.
I don't feel like I need a nap.
Oh.
But I bet if I pulled my stool over here
and sat down,
I'm going to be nodding off.
You'd be oh great. Yeah. That would not bode well for the rest of the show.
No, that'd be a little weird.
Right. So anyway, everybody, this is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. If at any time during this broadcast you want to play along, all you got to do is call 727-498-0502. Or if you're shy about calling into a radio show, you can always tweet us at Marco Radio Show 1. We will happily accept either one of those things.
Yes.
A call.
Either. One of those things.
Yeah. Either.
Yes, Ty. Either.
Or both.
One of those things. In the studio this evening, let's not get too far down the road before I introduce everybody. Across the table from me is my little girl, Hannah Claire. How are you?
Doing pretty good.
Okay. You look good. to her right is my blushing bride, Stephanie. How are you, my dear?
Very well, thanks. How are you?
I'm good. And to her right is my boy, Ty Ginn.
Hey.
Hey.
Just hi. Hey, how you doing? Subs are cool.
Anyway, so if you listen to the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show and you listened last week, you know that Hannah Claire was in a not really a predicament, but in sort of a situation last weekend that could have been a little bit nerve-wracking for her.
Yes.
Her boyfriend Mikey, his mom was in town.
Yes.
For like Mother's Day.
Oh, God.
Mikey's mom can be a little bit on the religious side. So we had all of these thoughts that, oh, my God, because Hannah is the farthest thing.
that's a little extreme.
From being religious. Hannah is like, what was the girl's name in The Exorcist?
No.
Oh, thanks. Thank you.
I have seen her head spin
around. It was Reagan, by the way.
I've seen her head spin around Reagan-esque and puke a green pea soup all over the place.
Well, mono sucks.
Yes, it does.
Anyway, so you went waterboarding. How'd that
go? Waterboarding. Yes,
waterboarding.
We did.
That's,
you're old.
That's a form of torture.
What'd I say?
Waterboarding.
Waterboarding?
Yeah, I'm taking...
Oh, yeah, that's torture.
Yeah.
Well, isn't paddleboarding torture as well?
No, it was really fun.
Hannah Claire, is paddleboarding like when you're at the beach and you see those big three-wheel beach bikes that go out on the water with the big wheels and you think, that's going to be a blast, until you're out there for 5 minutes and you're like, screw this.
No, I thought it was very cool. I thought it was fun the whole time. But I mean, I don't know what you would think, but... I'm forcing you guys to go one of these Sundays.
Well,
I might start getting Sundays off, and I'm forcing you to go.
I think I could do it. I could be, you know, I'd be okay with it. I'm not sure Mom would. She's not that much into nature and stuff like that.
I don't get in the water.
Well, yeah, I'm not looking to get in the water either.
Well, but, if you don't fall, you don't get in the water.
I know, I've got really good balance.
If you ride, you will fall.
Yeah, right.
You need to switch over to your hotspot.
Where is it? You have it.
It's on.
Oh, hold on. Hold on, everybody.
We have a little technical issue.
Technical.
Anyway, fix that. Okay.
I just switched over. Is that going to make a difference? What was happening?
Anything? Hopefully.
Somebody tell us something was wrong?
No, I just ran out of high-speed internet.
Oh, well, that's okay.
How come we keep running out so quick?
Because we use it too much.
We don't.
Yeah. Anyway, getting back to Hannah's situation last weekend. Now, one of the things we talked about last week was the fact that you and Mikey lived together.
Yes.
And the mother did not know. Did the cat ever come out of the bag?
No.
Did not.
Did not, actually.
I thought we talked about last week that she probably already knew.
She probably
and
does.
That you should man up and say, hey, we live together.
Not this time.
She could have blessed the house. She could have blessed you.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Didn't
I'm
do.
Okay.
Right.
No.
Okay.
Nope. She could be praying for you. I'm sure she already is.
I'm sorry.
Probably and should. Let's see, Stephanie.
Apple in the tree.
Stephanie, you kicked off your 52nd year earlier this week when you turned 51 years old. That was Wednesday.
Wednesday,
so you are in your 52nd year.
Yes, I am.
Mm-hmm. For your birthday, we went over to Harold Seltzer's for dinner.
Yes.
For the big prime rib dinner.
Yes.
Okay. What did everybody think?
It was all right.
It wasn't great.
It wasn't the best I've ever had there.
Great. And I think it may have been our fault, though.
Why? What'd we do?
Well, because
did I order them wrong?
I think we ordered them. We ordered them medium rare.
That's what we usually order.
I think we should have just ordered them medium.
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe. They were too rare.
They were very rare. Okay.
Prime rib should not be chewy.
No,
mine was chewy.
Yeah, mine was chewy.
Yeah, and I started thinking about it. It's like, okay, when you go to like a buffet, and they have prime rib. How is that cooked? Because that's perfect. I've never gone to a buffet and gotten a bad piece of prime rib. So I think it's cooked medium, not medium rare.
I think they accidentally cooked it rare. I don't think they cooked it long enough.
They didn't give it the medium.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I think they missed the medium.
Well, it's not like I'm not going to go back to Harold Seltzer's.
It was still delicious.
We've only been twice. The first time was fantastic. This time, not so great. Now, the buns, the buns were great.
Great buns.
I don't know who they have cooking their buns over there, but the buns
are the bomb.
Of this world. Yeah. Anyway, so.
Those are my buns.
Those are your buns. Steph is now 51 years old.
Yes.
And counting.
Keep counting.
Right.
Let's see.
Ty Ginn.
Yes.
Let's get to you now.
Ty Ginn baked the buns for my birthday.
Ty Ginn is the bun master general over at Harold Seltzer's. And you're good at it.
Nice.
You're good at the buns, man.
I make some buns, bro.
Hey, one of the things that you didn't tell us during last week's show is that you saw the new Avengers movie.
Well, because I saw it after the show.
No, I thought you saw it before.
I don't remember, but...
Anyway.
Whatever.
All right. So, you dug it.
Dude, it was awesome.
All right. Well, I mean, you're into that kind of thing. Do you think it's something that I would dig?
No.
No.
But you think I would like it?
Probably. No, I saw the original Avengers, and I wasn't opposed to that. I didn't see it in the theater, but I've seen it on TV, and I didn't think it was that bad.
How much of it did you see?
Like the last half hour.
The good part. Okay.
The good part, right?
You saw the last part? Half hour?
I think so.
At the theater?
No, I never saw it in the theater.
Oh.
I saw it on TV.
Oh.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. We'll see when it comes out and it's on FX and all that.
Mm-hmm. What about the new Deadpool? Deadpool 2.
Oh, I want to see it.
That actually comes out, I think, today.
Yeah, I mean, I'll get tickets for that next month sometime.
Now, here's the thing. Now that Steve Persall from the Tampa Bay Times has retired, they put out a movie, like a critic for it or a blurb about it, but they don't give it any kind of a rating.
Oh, we'll have to go to Charlie.
It's rated R.
But he would give it like an A or a B or a C, that kind of thing.
Know.
I don't have any kind of rating here.
Yeah, we'll have to check out Charlie Jewell and Hannah Buchdahl, Cinema Clash.
When can you see them?
I can go on Charlie Jewell's website and read his reviews, or we could listen to Cinema Clash on Saturdays on RadioSaintPete.com.
There you go. That's what I was looking for. Ty, another thing about you is you have a big show tomorrow night over at the Brass Mug in Tampa, and it is a Armed Forces Appreciation sort of day.
Yeah.
How many bands are going to be playing?
What is it? Five?
Five bands?
Six, seven?
When are you going on?
I don't know.
I mean, the last time we went over there to the Brass Mug, we didn't get home until about 3 o'clock in the morning. Is it going to be another one of those?
No.
Okay.
I think we're playing third this time.
Good.
One of the cool things is that we now have the new band van.
This.
Band van.
Yep. So I guess if you're going to be going on real late, I could go take a nap in the van.
You could.
You could. Yeah.
That is an option now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited.
Mom could pretend she's a groupie and we could go in and snuggle or something.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
In the band van.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That could happen.
We could send Bob in there with you.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, send Bob in there with
you. Scare anybody away.
That would scare me away, too. What I do all week?
I don't know. What did you do all week?
Well, I mean, Saturday, Steph, you and I went over to a Mickey Quinn's here in Seminole to watch the Rowdies play the Richmond Kickers.
Yes.
And it just so happened that over at Mickey Quinn's, the Unused Substitutes were broadcasting live from there.
Right.
We got to meet them, had not met them before. So that was nice to be able to do that.
Yes.
And then Steph steals a poster out of the bathroom.
Did not do that. Who is notorious for stealing posters out of the bathroom?
There's a poster over there on the chair, Ty. You see it?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
How do you suppose that got here?
Oh, I can't imagine.
I was like, hey, we're getting ready to leave. Why don't we go over and say goodbye to the guys?
Steal some stuff.
And Mom's like, we got to go.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I believe there's another poster in here.
No, I'll admit to that one.
That showed up.
But that
the
doesn't
same
mean
way.
You need to follow my lead.
I did
and
not
start stealing stuff.
I was trying to take the one off the front door.
Yeah,
good.
In plain view.
Well, I mean, if you're gonna do it, you may as well be bold.
Might as well get caught.
Be bold.
Act like you own the place.
Go home.
Right. So anyway, the Rowdies lost that game to the Richmond Kickers. I think it was like 2-0 or something like that. I heard today.
I think it was 1-0.
Or 1-0, whatever.
Big scoring.
Yeah, it probably was 1-0. That's soccer.
Yeah.
Found out today that Rowdies coach Stuart Campbell is stepping down. He's been the coach since 2015. He leaves Tampa Bay with a record of 26-22-27. Okay. I don't know if that's good or bad. That doesn't.
Whatever
those are
that
pretty,
means.
Pretty even numbers.
Those are numbers.
Yeah. Let's see. The Rowdies are in town tomorrow night to face the Pittsburgh Riverhounds. The Rowdies are currently 4-5-0 this season.
Oh.
So Go Rowdies.
Go Rowdies. Mm-hmm. Head out to Al Lang.
Right. So that was Saturday. Sunday, we went over to Lakeland for Mother's Day. We visited your mom and Bill. We did that. Then Monday, you and I had the day off. And Monday evening, I went over to Tampa to the Hooters on, what road is that? Wherever it is.
Hillsborough Avenue.
Hooters.
And I joined up with the Spike on the Mic show for their show.
Yes.
Monday night at 7. The big surprise for me is that one of my favorite radio personalities here in this area, Monica from 102.5 The Bone, was also on the show. So it was very cool to meet her, and we took some pictures, and she said that she would not mind coming on our show.
Right.
Someday.
Someday. When we have a show.
We have a show, Ty. Damn it. What do you think we're doing here?
I don't know. We're having all kinds of issues.
It's a lot of fun, though, being with the Spike on the Mic crew. It's a whole different. Well, it's not a whole different kind of show than ours, but it's
different.
You got to pay attention because Spike is like that school teacher that just picks on you. It's like you're trying to hide. And all of a sudden he'll ask you something about the story he's telling. And you got to, you know, come up with your own version or synopsis of what is going on or what you think is going on.
You got to stay with it.
The problem is Spike only gives you part of the information may or may not be correct.
And then you got to come up with the rest of the story, whether you know what the outcome is or not.
He's trying to get you to stick around.
Yeah.
How you sticking.
Right.
Yeah. He asked you at the beginning of every show, how you sticking? I'm not kidding. 2 days prior to being on his show, I was losing sleep. What am I going to say?
How am I sticking?
You're supposed to say something witty.
Witty.
What the hell am I going to say? You know.
Something witty and cool.
What'd you say?
I can't even remember.
Probably something weird.
What?
Anyway. So it was great meeting, meeting them again, the whole Spike on the Mic crew, and Monica. That was something that I had wanted to do, and I said thank you to Spike for setting that up. And he said, well, you know, you were so adamant about it when I invited you on the show. You said basically that you wouldn't come on the show unless she was here.
Well, yeah, that's kind of what I said.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Only if Monica's there.
Only if Monica's there. So that was great. And hopefully someday she'll either be here in studio with us or at least call in.
That
would be fun.
Yeah, that would be fun.
Right. Mm-hmm. What else do we have? Hey, just to kind of stick with some sports and get it out of the way. Let's see. My Tampa Bay Rays started a weekend series last night in Anaheim, California with a win against the Angels. They'll be there all weekend. Go Rays. I think they've won like 5 in a row now.
Oh, good.
Whoa. Yeah, they were doing good, and then they had a little bit of a low spot, and now they're doing good again. So, you know, let's go. Oh, and then tomorrow is also the Preakness.
Yes.
It's going to be the second race in the Triple Crown. What's his name? Justify won the Kentucky Derby. Let's hope that he wins the Preakness. If you got to root for the winner of the Derby. I mean, it's historical if they win all three.
Right. Yeah.
Don't you agree?
Well, yeah.
All right, so we're rooting
for Triple
Justin.
Crown all the way.
Down with the Preakness.
Down with the Preakness. Mm-hmm. So anyway, that's it, I guess. I guess that's all we've got tonight.
That's
okay,
it.
Okay, good. Short and sweet.
Yeah.
Short and sweet. All right. Let's see, what else? All right, so I guess the big question of the week was, is it Laurel or is it Yammy? I say Yammy. I heard Yammy once or twice.
I heard Yarny.
You heard Yarny.
I don't know what I would hear. You know.
Laurel.
You heard Laurel. Hannah Claire, you heard?
Laurel.
Laurel. What was funny is after listening to it all day, I guess, what, Wednesday?
Yeah, I think it was Wednesday.
Wednesday. I was able to hear both, but I couldn't tell whether or not they were like manipulating it from the radio station, so I was actually hearing different things.
Well, yeah.
Then I started to think that there were actually two different recordings.
No, it was the same recording, just with different high tones and low tones. If mm-hmm. they they lower the high tones.
Right.
Then, well, people hear differently.
Right.
I apparently do not hear high tones at all, which is why I hear Yarny instead of Laurel.
Well, they did say that women actually hear it differently than men, and younger people hear it differently than older people.
Which is why I heard something completely different than everyone else.
Yeah, because you're female
and old.
And older. Not that much older. Honey.
No, but they also said that it makes a difference on like what kind of a device you're listening on, whether it's your phone or your tablet or your computer, and what your audio settings are.
Well, when I got home and I was asking Hannah to play it on her phone, I was hearing Laurel pretty much every time. And then she played it again and I heard Yammy, and she was swearing at the same time that she was still hearing Laurel. And then I started thinking that she's just screwing
now she's
with
just
me.
Pulling your leg.
Yeah. No, so I were you in fact screwing with me?
I was not in fact.
You were being truthful.
I was being truthful.
Yeah. So you never know.
All right. Well.
Well, I watched the YouTube video where they changed the settings.
Right.
And when I listened and watched the YouTube video, then when they raised the higher tones, I heard Laurel.
Well, they had the guy who actually made the recording, and he's like a singer and an actor. And friends of him asked him if he wanted to do this vocabulary sort of recording. And this was like years ago that he did this. And he was very surprised that, you know, a few days ago somebody contacted him and said, "Do you have any idea what's going on with this whole thing?" And he was like, "What?
What have you done?"
Right.
It makes me wonder, what do people actually hear when they listen to the Marco radio show?
Yeah,
what kind of subliminal messaging are they hiding in everything?
Well, it kind of makes you wonder what,
I mean, time we say Laurel, are people hearing Yammy?
I think that probably when you get fed up with me because I don't know what you're talking about, is that I'm hearing something completely different than what's coming out of your mouth.
That very well could be. Or you're just not paying attention.
That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
I speak in too low of a tone.
Mm-hmm. You're saying Laurel, and I'm thinking, Yammy. I'm hearing, do whatever you want.
That's why sometimes I talk like Mickey Mouse, because then you can hear me.
Right.
Processed those words.
Right. Should we take a break? Why don't we take a break?
Yes, we can take a break.
All right. Why don't we take a break? When we come back, we've got a bunch of stories to go through tonight, and I guess we'll get to them. We're the Marco Radio Happy Hour.
I guess. Eventually.
We're the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We come to you every Friday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. right here on RadioSaintPete.com. If at any time during the show you want to give us a call, please do so at 727-498-0502, or you can tweet us at Marco Radio Show 1. We'll be right back.
You can't call me. I hear you knocking.
are back. That is I Hear You Knocking by Dave Edmunds. That's an oldie. That's an oldie but a goodie. I haven't heard that song in years. I love it. So there was a story this week, and it made me think of Hannah as soon as I read it. Hannah Claire,
yes.
Do you think it's at all possible that you sold 38-year-old Talmadge Delia of St. Petersburg the vape pen that exploded and took his young life?
No.
You don't think it's at all possible? I'm saying
no. No. Wasn't me.
So there was this terrible story. This happened a couple weeks ago.
Yes. Well, we were downtown St. Pete. We saw the fire trucks.
Right. Yeah. That's right. Grandpa Ron was in town.
Right. Responding two streets over.
Yeah. This guy apparently was smoking his vape pen and it exploded. Right. It not only burned his lungs, right, when it exploded, but it sent two shards of, I guess, plastic into his cranium. They're saying that that's what killed him. And then
it set the house on fire.
His bedroom caught on fire.
Wasn't me. And that right there is when the Joker looks at the camera and is all like, those things will kill you.
Yeah, well, you know,
that's the first reported death.
It's, yeah, but the. Hannah Claire,
it's not the first reported explosion.
Right. No,
you said we were talking about this earlier this week, and you said that you had one blow up in your hand.
I had a torch lighter blow up in my hand.
But does it have batteries?
No,
it doesn't.
No.
Okay, so apparently these vape pens, it's the batteries that explode.
Right.
They're really gay anyway.
Well, it is kind of weird. I'm not crazy about it. I know that people do it to try to...
You're smoking blueberries and bananas.
Yeah.
Come on.
It does smell kind of good.
Yeah, gross. Well, but the plume of smoke that comes out is just amazing.
Monstrous.
Yeah.
And I don't think anybody has determined yet whether or not it's safe for you.
No, it's bad.
Apparently the fruity juices, specifically the fruit-flavored ones, give you cancer.
Well, I would think that it would all give you cancer. You're not supposed to take like liquid
oils.
Steam into your lungs.
Yeah,
I
mean, when you have propylene glycol and vegetable glycerin.
But it's like it's in like a steam form.
Right.
And that makes look, when you have like water on your lungs, you have like pneumonia.
Right.
Yeah.
So if you're hitting that thing on a regular basis, wouldn't that eventually catch up to you?
You would think. All that
I mean, when you
moisture.
Exhale it out of your nose is like a little wet.
Oh, ooh. No.
Yeah,
see,
it's
that's
weird.
Not good.
At least every time I've hit one, that's what happens to me.
Well,
I don't
why
know.
Don't you
it's
stop
weird.
Doing that?
I don't, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't, yeah.
I don't.
All the kids at work do it, and it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I'm so tired of all these dudes that are all like, look how tough I am. And they smell like strawberries.
Well, and the thing is, I think part of the whole attraction to it is how big a cloud you can make.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I've not seen anybody just do like a regular cigarette cloud.
No, it's
like
really
this
gay.
Massive cloud.
It's
right?
pretty gay.
And then it's got this fruity flavor. And
they're trying to be a magician.
Well, on first thought, you're thinking, okay, hey, that smells just like raspberries or it smells like whatever, da-da-da-da-da, right? But then all of a sudden it creeps into your mind. It's like, yeah, but their breath is in there too. So yeah. It's kind of like when you take a crap and then you spray, some stuff in the bathroom. It's just like, trying to polish a turd,
That's
you know.
Citrus.
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 I like it.
I don't know.
There you go, Ty.
I was kind of hoping that this whole trend would go away by now.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, would you rather see somebody smoke cigarettes or smoke one of those?
Honestly,
nothing.
Don't do
anything.
Yeah.
But honestly, cigarettes.
Smoking cigarettes, they had to have the first lung cancer patient, right? Now, all of a sudden, we've got the first explosion.
Right.
Yeah, cigarettes don't explode.
So you got to start somewhere.
Yeah.
Maybe this is the beginning of a series of gruesome vaping deaths.
Ugh, I mean,
that's awful.
Darwinism.
Probably,
do you think
though.
That this guy ever expected for a minute
no.
that he was going to take a hit off that thing and it was going to explode?
No, because they're
and
all so
him.
Into it.
Yeah.
There's all these like little clubs and they they mod them and they're all proud of it.
That's the thing, the modding them. They modify them.
What does that mean?
They modify them so they burn hotter, so you get a bigger cloud, and the batteries can't handle that.
Well, I was talking to Lori about it because she has one because she's trying to quit smoking, right? Mm-hmm. So she hits hers, you know, several times a day. But we were talking about this story, and she goes, yeah, well, mine's the Mac Daddy. It's got two batteries in it.
Oh.
So if hers ever goes, it's going to take out the whole clubhouse.
Yeah.
Probably. Right.
I don't want to be standing next to her.
Or her whole garage.
Yeah.
It's frightening. You know, we started talking about these batteries exploding. What was it? Not too long ago, they had, like, what? The Samsung phones that were exploding, right?
Phones.
Samsung
makes the batteries most of the time.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Well, we here in the studio have a little laptop computer that is bowed up across the keyboard.
Yeah.
And I started thinking, oh, my God, it's got an internal battery.
Yeah, that thing's going to
Mom went online and she said, you know, found out that this is something that does happen to this brand.
Yeah.
But they had no explosions yet.
Yeah. It's not uncommon.
Oh, good.
But it's not recalled.
Did you see it, Hannah? You see how it's bowed up?
Yeah, now I see it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't close.
I mean, you couldn't even close that thing.
It's warped on the top and the bottom.
But it doesn't feel hot or anything. You would think that it would be hot.
That's weird.
It's not hot. And the battery, it's not like old laptops.
I'm glad I'm standing over here.
I can't pull the battery out. It's actually inside.
It's internal.
And from everything I read online, I'm afraid to open it.
Yeah.
But two, people have opened it that this has happened and they took the battery out. The computer won't run. This particular laptop will not run without a battery installed.
Of course.
Right.
Well, so, good times.
Well, it's scary. And just because it's one of those things you don't know.
Yeah.
You know, nobody expects to take a puff off a vape pen and have it blow up in their face.
Right.
You could just not vape.
Nobody expects to be, you know, using your little laptop and have it blow up in your face.
Right.
You know.
I don't know. I just keep watching it. And I think I will take it over to Best Buy.
Yeah, let the Geek Squad mess with it.
Well, do you have a warranty on it? Did it come with, like, any kind of a warranty or anything?
Oh, no, I'm sure it's out of warranty. I've had it too long.
You're going to walk in there and alarms are going to go off.
Right, they're going to, you know.
Hazmat's going to come in. Yeah. SWAT team. Get it down, lady!
Put it in one of those explosion barrels.
She's carrying a bomb.
Yeah.
It's leaking cancer.
Right. Did we get a tweet?
Radio St. Pete retweeted our tweet.
Oh.
That the show was going live.
So kind of.
All right.
We got some love from the powers that be.
Big Joe and the Dynamos?
Yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. So anyway, my only suggestion, if you are into the vaping, I would start wearing a helmet.
You should probably wear a helmet anyway if you're vaping.
A good face mask.
All the people I've seen who are vaping, you just need a helmet.
Right.
Dumbasses.
I don't know, Ty. I think that's a little critical. I mean, these people are genuinely trying to, you know, stop smoking.
No, they're not.
You think that old gag is gone?
Yeah, that's...
You think that was the original thing?
Yeah,
they're putting their pot earwax oil in it now.
Yeah.
Shut up.
So do you
it's
think
an excuse to get high everywhere.
Hannah Claire, is there an age limit to buy one?
No.
No?
Well, 18.
18.
Yeah, well, I mean,
have to be 18.
Like,
right, I think the article said that.
Yeah.
Which has stopped no one.
But
no
is, one. It, is it going to be, are vape pens going to be one of those things like cell phones where all of a sudden now, because they're cool and they're so popular, just like cell phones, little kids have them. Now all of a sudden you're going to be walking around seeing little kids with vape pens.
Hopefully not.
Hopefully it won't be that bad.
Hannah Claire, what's the deal with putting marijuana in a vape pen? Don't you do that because you can't smell the marijuana? Isn't that like...
Sometimes, yeah.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Depends on how good your shit is. No, it depends on like the kind of vaporizer and like what you're putting in it, really.
Right.
So yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So tomorrow is the big royal wedding.
Oh yes.
Oh, the royale with cheese. Oh,
the royale with
cheese. So Prince Harry is going to be marrying this.
Didn't they do that already?
No, it's tomorrow.
Tom. No, it's tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Well, it was the one that they did a couple years ago.
Well, that was the other.
That
brother.
That was the other brother. That
well,
was.
Well, then who cares?
And
they did it.
And he's got Kate 15 kids now.
Kate and William. They've really? Got three kids.
Well,
I was going to say, Jesus.
They're multiplying. They're like bunnies.
Mm-hmm. They're royalty. That's
they're
what they
royal
do.
Bunnies. But anyway, Prince Harry is going to be marrying this American girl, Meghan Markle.
Markle.
I always thought it was Merkel.
Markle.
What's interesting about her is that she is American, for one thing. That's going to be the first American to be married into the royal family.
Merkel.
And she's biracial.
And she's divorced.
And she's divorced. And she's 36 years old, 3 years older than Prince Harry.
God save the queen.
Mm-hmm. She's like an old American biracial cougar.
Yeah.
Divorcee.
Divorcee.
I mean, when you look at her stats, she's kind of a mess.
They've taken all of the royal protocol and just chucked it out the window.
Yeah. I mean, the queen's probably like, you know what?
I'm not dead yet.
I'm nearly 100. Screw it. I don't care what happens after I go.
These pills are great.
She's like, my corgis are dying off.
Yeah, they've all died off.
Oh, no.
She doesn't have any left.
Well, did you hear that she's had 30 of them?
In her lifetime.
All 30?
All of them from the same family.
Right, in the same bloodline.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
They're all gone? I thought she still had a couple left.
No, I thought I
think
heard,
she usually has like a stable of four or five.
I heard the other, I thought I heard
four
the other day.
Four or five corgis.
That the last one passed and she hasn't gotten, she hasn't been replacing them because of her advanced age.
Well, she's packing her bags. She knows she's her time's up.
Oh, she's going to live forever.
Don't you think?
She's going to live forever.
Well, I mean, how old is she now? I mean, she's pretty damn old. I think she's at least 90,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, she's up there.
I saw an article. I didn't see it, but I wanted to look it up. But I heard something about it, and it was interesting to me. And I think that this should be legal everywhere. There's this guy. He's 104 years old, right? And he's in good shape, got all of his faculties, but he's done.
He's tired.
I'm tired. I'm tired. I want to go. I'm ready to go. My wife is gone. He's got some kids that are gone. He wants to do like one of those assisted suicides.
He did.
Okay. There are some states here in the United States that it's actually legal.
Yeah.
I
right.
think Vermont is one of them.
I feel like Maine, too. For
Maine
some
might
reason.
Be one of them. I'm totally for it.
I'm for it.
Who's to say
right.
that
what,
you can't do that?
You have to wait until you fall completely apart.
Yeah, why?
If, you're if, miserable.
If
and,
I've got terminal cancer and I'm ready to go, I'm tired of suffering. I don't want to rack up any more doctor bills for my family. They're going to have to pay them and, once I go.
Right, and rot from
and
the
I'm,
inside
and I'm gonna,
until it finally...
Right. I'm going to die anyway. You know, why can't you do that?
You're bringing me down, Debbie.
What? I mean, do you not agree?
No, I mean, it's, you know, but...
You what know. Do you... You say just stick it out until you die naturally or from whatever ailment you have?
No, but you got to make sure these old people aren't just on the barbiturates and they're all
no,
like,
that's
I'm
true.
The Lizard King! Send me home!
Hopped well, up right. on their goofballs.
All right, Grandpa.
All right, well, this is what you have to do then. You have to apply to do it.
Yeah.
You have to pick a date, and then they go, okay, well, you can't pick a date this week or next week because for the next 2 weeks, we're going to put you, you're just going to have to be no drugs, no alcohol. You've got to be, you know, clear-headed.
What, are you trying to kill him faster?
No, but we just have to, we need to see that you are of a, you know, a solid state of mind, that you are making this decision of sound mind. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but if you're taking a bunch of drugs and drinking a bunch of booze,
that's what I'm saying. For like 2 weeks, you're not allowed to take any of that.
Yeah, you got
to
clear out.
You got to clear out. Tune in.
Do you know how miserable?
Turn on. Right.
Do you know how miserable? You think at the end of 2 weeks they're going to want to live? If we took all of your beer away for 2 weeks,
don't look.
you would either be homicidal.
It's not going to be,
or suicidal.
Yeah, and this won't be assisted homicide. I can do it.
I know. I mean, really, are you trying to force them into making this decision?
Well, I would like to think that it's not forced. I would just like to think that, Ty was saying that, you know, if they're all hopped up on goofballs, that they might be, you know, deciding to do that, not of a sound mind.
At 104?
At 104, I think you can do whatever the hell you want.
Right. Yeah, the rules don't apply.
A lot of those drugs that they have them on, they have side effects that are all like suicidal thoughts and depression.
I think most people, once they get to 70, they think they can do whatever the hell they want anyway. I mean, you see how old people are.
65.
They're like, whatever I want to do,
I'm doing it.
It's fine.
Oh, look, here's my turn. I need to turn right.
But I'm going to forget
that I'm in the left lane.
Right, I'm going to stop here in the middle of the road.
No, I'm just going. I'm not going to look. Right. I'm just going to go.
Anyway, back to the royal wedding. I don't know how you got off on that.
I don't know.
But here's the thing. It's going to happen. I mean, for us to watch it, I don't know what the time difference is over there. I guess it's like about 5 hours from here to there. For us to watch it, it says here on this list, coverage begins at 4 a.m. on CBS, 4:15 on PBS, 4:30 on NBC, and 5 a.m. on ABC and Fox News.
Which means they're probably not, the actual wedding isn't until noon.
Yep. Coverage begins. I think it's only like 5 hours difference. Who gets married at 10 o'clock in the morning?
Oh.
They're trying to wrap this thing up.
Yeah, before anything else goes wrong.
They said in here that the security, I mean, they're spending millions. Like $32 million or something like that on security. Look, they've had some stuff going on over there.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, what an opportune time for some nutbag to, you know,
run over a crowd.
Yeah, and that's how they do it over there. They just take their truck and run over people.
It's very effective.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's hope that
doesn't happen.
Yeah, no. We don't want that to happen.
Anyway, I don't know about
this. I am going to get up and watch, though.
Yeah, well, I get up that time anyway, so of course I'll be watching.
I want to see your dress.
I want to see the whole thing. There is some sort of a lure to the whole thing. I don't care one way or the other about the royal family, but for whatever reason, from back when we were kids, the whole idea of, you know, kings and queens and princes and princesses, that kind of thing, it's all sort of fairy tale.
Right.
And the fact that there is still some, it's almost like going to Disney World.
Exactly.
It still exists. It exists in Orlando and it exists in London.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Same thing. Right. Mm-hmm. But I guess it's interesting in that aspect. So many people are like, yeah, but why would you even care? The royal family, they were born into it. They don't do anything. That's crap. They do a lot of stuff.
They do.
They do a lot of stuff. So
Parliament does a lot of stuff.
Yeah,
bless you.
They don't do a whole lot as far as governing.
No.
Like London or Great Britain, that kind of thing. But they do a lot of charity type stuff. They donate a lot of their money toward special interest, that kind of thing.
Humanitarian efforts.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I mean, remember Lady Diana, after she got separated or divorced from Charles, I mean, you couldn't see her anywhere without a pair of jeans on and a flannel shirt where she wasn't digging up landmines in some country.
Right, or have a half a dozen babies.
Right.
You know, she was feeding and making sure they had clean water and all aid work.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's different. It's fun. It's a fairy tale. But to actually be, say, the bride
Well, think about this girl. She's a 36-year-old American actress.
I can't imagine the stress.
Now, all of a sudden, you've met this guy. Where do you suppose they met? They probably met at a bar. You know.
Yeah, it is Harry. They probably met in Vegas.
She's worth like $5 million on her own, so it's not like she's broke.
What's she been in?
She was on some TV show, one of those,
Suits.
Suits.
I don't know. I've never seen it.
It's like a lawyer show or something like that. Yeah, but she's like worth $5 million on her own.
Yeah, but orchestrating this whole event and with the, you know, world watching or a good part of it, and the nitpickers and the people that get outraged over the tiniest thing.
Right.
To me, the pressure, I would elope.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be beautiful and the pomp and circumstance and all of that. It's fun to watch.
The people,
I wouldn't want to be it.
The people over there in London are so enamored by the royal family. Remember when Diana was killed? I mean, the amount of flowers that were put outside the palace.
Right.
I mean, it was like more than like a football field full of flowers and cards and stuff like that. I mean, these people are... I mean, they're really into it.
Yeah, they are.
But that's what they know.
That's
for centuries,
their culture.
They had to be.
What do you suppose would happen over here if one of our leaders died? Nothing. Nothing.
Well, current ones, anyway.
Which one? I don't know. There might be a party.
Yeah. Anyway. All right. Well, we're getting close to our taking a break time.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Do I have something? Well, let me tell you what we had for breakfast. Not for breakfast.
What did we have for breakfast?
No.
Does that mean you didn't eat all day, honey?
It was my breakfast.
Yeah.
Pre-show dinner, we try to do that before every show. And what we did tonight, we went to Easy Peasy Japanese. Steph put in an order over at Publix for some subs.
Yes, easy online ordering.
Yeah, as far as subs go, really, you know, you've got Jimmy John's, you've got Firehouse, you've got all these other sub places. You're not going to find really a better sub than what you can get at Publix. They've got the boar's head meat, and, you know, they run good sales. And,
yes, and they have the easy online ordering.
Right.
You go in, click, 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 click.
Mm-hmm. I've never liked Jimmy John's.
I've never had Jimmy John's, or did we?
Yeah, we had it once.
Yeah, I wasn't
Every
that
time
impressed.
Every time, I've been very disappointed.
Well, they got Jimmy John's, they got the Firehouse subs. What's the other one? What's the one that's Freaky Fast?
Subway?
No.
Jimmy John's.
Subway's a joke now.
Jimmy John's is Freaky Fast.
Jimmy John's is Freaky Fast.
It's because they don't make them good.
There's another one, too. But anyway.
Anyway, we need to take a break.
All right. Are we ready? I don't think we're ready yet, are we? Got a minute or two, don't we?
I don't think so.
No.
No? Okay. All right, everybody. We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. If you have been with us from the beginning, or if you're just joining us, it's time for us to take a break at the end of our first hour. This is a two-hour show. Mm-hmm. So we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll get into the rest of the show. But let me remind you that if you want to give us a call, please do so at 727-498-0502, or you can tweet us at Marco Radio Show 1. I'm going to play a song now. It's an instrumental.
Mm. Oh, an instrumental.
So don't expect any singing.
Yeah, okay.
We'll be back in four.